Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the Misericordia University Alumni Podcast. I am your host, Class of 2017 alumnus, Mike Gambita. Today on the show, we are featuring a postcard profile. This gentleman graduated with his bachelor's in communications in the spring of 2018 and is currently body slamming his way through his current occupation. Ladies and gentlemen, and alumni of Misericordia, please welcome Sean Lynch to the show. Sean, thank you so much for joining us today.
Mike, thanks for having me, man. Good to hear from you.
It almost is somewhat nostalgic, as you know, we were joking around before we started about how we used to do a radio show together. So kind of funny how it comes all full circle.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully the work relationship is going to stay the same, and we're going to work well together on this.
And hopefully we are not as bad as we used to before we were on the show. So, but Sean, you know, as a postcard profile, we always like to know what our alumni are up to. And, you know, for somebody who knows you pretty well, you know, you've been doing some pretty great things as far as almost traveling the world. But, you know, tell the alumni of Misericordia and the listeners, what have you been up to lately?
Yeah, well, currently, my first job after graduating is with WWE up in Stamford, Connecticut. So I moved up to Stamford in September, at the very end of September, to start in October. So I'm about to hit my third month with the company, and it's been great. I get to travel all over the country, and we'll have the opportunity to travel all over the world working on their live television productions.
That is, you know, pretty amazing. And I was pretty excited to see the news itself when you posted it on social media. But, you know, what exactly do you do with the WWE? And I know I said that you were body slamming your way through the competition, but I don't think you're an actual wrestler as far as, you know, what you do as a job. So,
yeah, no, my days in the ring, I left back with MCN 87. when we did that shoot, I think my head's still ringing from that concussion. No, but, with the WWE, I'm an associate director in their television production. So basically what my job is, for the show, we have roughly 12 cameras that we utilize Monday and Tuesday for our shows, Raw and SmackDown. And my job is during the show to over headset direct our camera operators where they need to be in the arena and when during certain aspects of the show. So some of our superstars, like John Cena, for instance, everyone knows him. Camera 7 might have to move to a different corner of the arena for his entrance because we like shooting the shot that way. We like utilizing that part, that angle for his entrance. So it's my job to make sure that all those operators are where they need to be when they need to be utilized.
Kind of a lot of behind the scenes, you know, as a viewer myself, you never realize exactly how much work is put into the production of it all. You said there's a 12 camera setup, and you know, for you to be calling the shots as far as exactly where to be at, it may be pretty stressful. I might ask.
It is pretty stressful because, you know, it's a lot of responsibility that, you know, I wasn't really, to be honest, prepared for in the beginning. It was almost overwhelming to start. But they've been great training wise. I trained for about a month and a half for the position, so I've been by myself for a month and a half now, and it's an awesome experience. Like I get to work under our executive producer Kevin Dunn, and under our directors, and those are the two positions that I aspire to be later in my career, is in one of those creative roles as a producer or a director.
That's awesome. Now I think for those who are familiar with WWE or World Wrestling Entertainment, do you have a particular favorite WWE superstar at the time, or do you have a favorite legend of some sorts, you know, kind of to break the ice as far as, you know, production wise, but you got to have a favorite superstar, I guess.
Yeah, man, I guess, you know, to be honest, I was a fan, like a big fan when I was younger, and I kind of grew out of it. And that was one of my concerns when I thought they were going to ask me a question about, you know, my knowledge of the company in my interview. And they did. They asked me how much I knew the product. And I was concerned because I kind of fell out with, you know, the superstar names and all of that. But I'd have to say my favorite as a kid was Batista. And we had our SmackDown 1000th episode about a month ago in D.C., I think it was. And he returned for one night, and I actually got to meet him. So it was pretty cool.
So a childhood dream coming together full circle as far as you growing up watching him to being like, hey, like I work here now, and it's really nice to meet you. Kind of that funny interaction that you have with them.
Exactly. It was a pretty surreal moment.
Now, as far as you said about traveling, I mean, WWE, they travel all over the world. What have been some of your favorite places you've visited so far?
Ooh, that's tough. I guess the coolest place is we did a pay-per-view called Survivor Series in Los Angeles, and we had our Monday and Tuesday night shows in LA as well. So I got to spend about 5 days in total out in LA. I'd never been to LA before. And if you don't know about the travel that, you know, we do, it's, we're in the city for like 16 hours and we're working and then we're on our tour bus and going to the next. So you don't get a lot of free time. So the free time that we did have, especially being on the West Coast, which meant our shows airing on the Eastern time zone, we shot them much earlier. So we had the nights to go out and try different restaurants and bars and things like that. So you really got a cool feel of what the LA nightlife was all about. So that was definitely one of my favorite cities to be in.
That's awesome. And about like, how many people do you usually travel with as far as, you know, going to different shows? I mean, I'm sure it varies, but.
Right. So there's a lot of moving pieces in our traveling crews. The crew that I travel with directly on my tour bus usually is about 12 people. I mean, it's a perfect setup. You know, usually our shows end around 10 or 11 o'clock and we leave the arena about a half hour to 45 minutes after. And so from that time, we could have a 6 hour overnight bus ride or a 2 hour bus ride. And in that time, you know, we're relaxing. Everyone has their own little bunk bed in the tour bus to catch up on some sleep, which is definitely a huge aspect of traveling, is you really can't take for granted any of the sleep that you get. That's for sure.
I think with any occupation, you may try to get as much sleep as possible, but I can only imagine with the traveling that you have to endure the amount of sleep that you should be getting. So,
Definitely. I think the hardest part is just constantly moving in between time zones, is trying to catch up on your normal sleep routine.
Now, is this the most you've ever traveled as far as, you know, I don't want to say your career, but more so of your life? Like, has this been the most you've ever traveled?
By far. I mean, when I was a kid growing up for 15 years or so, I traveled, you know, up and down the East Coast playing soccer and such. But in the 3 months that I've been with the company, I think I've traveled to about 30 different cities. So it's been pretty cool to go to places that I never thought I'd go before. And so one of my bucket list things is to go to every state. And we don't get to go to Alaska or Hawaii that often, if we do ever. So I'll get the 48, but maybe I'll have to take vacation to the other two.
Now, have you guys traveled abroad at all, as far as outside the United States?
Yeah, we have. So we actually, the week before I started, they were in Melbourne, Australia. They had a big pay-per-view out there that was pretty successful. And then about my third week in, we were in Saudi Arabia to do a pay-per-view. And then from Saudi Arabia, we flew to Manchester, England to do our Raw and SmackDown shows in Manchester.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, man. You get to, like I said, it's a grind sometimes, but it can be worth it. You really get to see some awesome places and places, like I said, that you really wouldn't normally get to go to.
And it's funny, as far as being, you know, everybody sees the wrestlers and the on-camera performers, but they don't necessarily realize exactly how many people are actually put into the show. And you were right with them as far as traveling to all these different states and countries.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I have to give it to them, man. Our wrestlers, their schedule is much harder than any of ours in production. They travel. If I'm on the road 5 days a week, they're on the road six or seven. So they're grinding so hard, and they're the ones doing all the physical stuff in the ring. So I can't imagine the toll it takes on them. You know what I mean? It's like, it really puts my job and how much I travel, I do, into perspective, because just to see how often they're traveling all over doing, you know, shows, house shows that we call that aren't on television. You know, everyone thinks that our shows are just Monday and Tuesday, but really these wrestlers are going to another part of the country to do a house show on a Thursday and then flying back to wherever we are on Monday. So they're constantly moving, man. I give them a lot of credit for that.
I can totally agree as far as, you know, the credit that they deserve. But, you know, as far as credit, Sean, you know, you obviously a graduate of Misericordia in our communications program. You know, how has Misericordia helped you to get where you are today?
It's immensely due to what the school has done for me. And one thing I learned from Dr. Scrooge, who was our department chair on my very first day, was she said, it's not necessarily about the grades that you have when you graduate. It's about your experiences. And I took that to heart. And obviously, did I fail every class? No. But, you know, and my grades were good. But for me, I took that seriously. And I went out and tried to get as many internships as possible at different places. I think I had 4 internships by the time I graduated, most notably with the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins and then with the Philadelphia Phillies.
And you actually had some on-air time with the Philadelphia Phillies as an intern for a day, as far as doing some research about you. You actually had some on-camera time between innings.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. It was the last game, usually the last week of the season. What the Phillies would do is they would go around and feature our production team. And so the last day, they called it the intern day. And they kind of used it to exploit and poke fun and pick out all my intern, quote-unquote, duties, such as like directing traffic or like polishing statues and getting, you know, our director coffee and things like that. So it was a fun little thing to do with them. And I got to produce all of that. So I think I ended up getting my face painted with kids and doing other stuff. So it was a pretty cool day and great for my demo reel if I ever needed it.
And as far as Misericordia, Sean, you were, of course, one of the few individuals that kind of started what our live streaming is today on campus. You know, we do athletics, we do events. We recently just started broadcasting our commencements and our graduations. So you were kind of the forerunner, the kind of the head man or senior member of the team that kind of led that to, you know, what it is today.
I'm so happy that it's up and running and that it's still going on. It's one of my biggest regrets, though, is that I won't be able to see it at its fullest potential. I feel like that's going to be a big facilitator of recruits for athletics, for admissions with, you know, the commencement and being able for families all over the country who have kids at Misericordia to see what they're doing, you know, things like maybe shooting talent shows or anything that it could be to have that connection with Misericordia wherever you are. I think that's going to be so huge for the university, and I can't wait to see how it grows.
Now, of course, Sean, you know, as far as keeping in touch with anybody from alumni or friends, have you been trying to keep up with anybody as far as, you know, trying to keep your sleep together, but also trying to stay in touch with some family and friends or alumni of the institution?
Of course. I mean, I keep in touch with a good amount of my friends. The hardest part is trying to make plans to see them. You know, with my schedule being on the road and everyone now who's graduated and getting jobs or is in their graduate programs and things like that, that's one of the hardest parts about becoming an adult is not having all that free time that you had as you were a kid. But the cool thing is WWE comes through Wilkes-Barre in March for a SmackDown show. So I will be in the Wilkes-Barre area. I'm going to try to take a day off afterwards and come visit the campus and some friends. And I'll maybe even leave some tickets for you at Will Call Mike Tuesday night.
Well, you know me, I'm always a fan of any action as far as, you know, seeing our fun alumni. But, you know, as far as any other alumni, be sure to come up to visit the alumni office because, you know, we treat our alumni like they are first coming in as people, as prospective students. So hopefully you can make a visit through that. But Sean, any final shout outs or thoughts as far as, you know, what has Misericordia done or your job currently?
I just want to thank Misericordia for everything they gave to me and done for me over the past 4 years. I think without the experience that I've gained from that university, I wouldn't be where I am today. So shout out to the school and shout out to the communications program, Dr. Scroy, everyone there, all the students, the underclassmen that I've helped and hope they continue to grow.
That's amazing, Sean. Sean, thank you so much again. As this concludes our podcast, you know, be sure to share it on social media and let us know what you think. But Sean, thanks again for calling in today.
Mike, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.